Okay, let's start with a feeling I think we all know. You're staring at a screen, you need to learn something specific for your job,
right?
And you just know the answer is out there somewhere. It's buried in a PDF, maybe a Zoom recording from months ago.
It's the classic needle in a haystack problem, except the haystack is, you know, a giant digital filing cabinet.
Exactly. And that brings us to this idea of content saturation. A bit of a paradox, especially in the world of learning and development, or L&D.
How so?
Well, we have infinite ways to distribute content, right? Everyone has a screen. But making the actual stuff to put on those screens, that production pipeline, is surprisingly broken.
It's the bottleneck. We have these incredible 21st century distribution platforms,
yeah,
but we're feeding them with what's basically a 20th century artisanal production model.
Artisanal is a very polite word for it. I'd say slow and expensive.
Painfully slow. And that's really the friction point for our deep dive today. We're looking at two different tools on opposite sides of this whole problem.
Okay, who are the players?
On one side, you've got the infrastructure. Absorb LMS. It's this massive platform that huge companies use to manage all their training.
And on the other side?
On the other, you have the engine, Auto Content API. And that's a tool designed specifically to solve that production bottleneck we were just talking about.
So the mission today is to figure out what happens when you plug that industrial-grade engine into that enterprise infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Do we actually solve the problem? Or do we just end up automating, you know, the creation of really bad training video?
That's the fear, isn't it? Just spamming your employees with AI sludge.
Right.
But I think if you really look at the architecture here, it points to something much bigger. It's almost like a shift in the physics of information.
Okay, physics of information. You're already going deep. Before we get metaphysical, let's ground this. Let's talk about the vessel first.
Yeah.
Absorb LMS.
Right. So most people who've worked a corporate job know what an LMS is.
Oh, yeah.
You log in. You do your annual compliance training. You click next, answer a quiz, and you get your certificate.
The click next fatigue is very real.
It is. But Absorb is trying to be more than just a compliance checklist. They call it an AI-powered strategic learning system.
Strategic.
Yeah, and if you look at their case studies, like the one with Rakuten, they're handling massive scale. We're talking onboarding, upskilling, partner training, customer education.
So it's like the central nervous system for knowledge in a big company.
Exactly. It's the infrastructure. But here's the catch that stood out to me in the source material.
What's that?
An LMS is only as good as the content you put in it.
Of course.
Absorb has tools, you know, Absorb Create, some off-the-shelf libraries. But for most companies, their problems are unique. You can't just buy a course that explains your company's specific Q3 sales strategy.
You have to build it yourself. And we're right back at that bottleneck.
We are, because making a custom course about that Q3 strategy takes a video team, a writer, an editor.
And weeks of lead time.
By which time Q3 is already half over.
Right. Okay, so this is where Auto Content API enters the chat. You mentioned a shift in physics earlier. Unpack that for me.
Okay, so think about how information usually exists in a company. It's solid. It's frozen in a text document, a policy manual.
They have a rigid shape.
A very rigid shape. And if you want to turn that text into a video, you have to manually chip away at it, reshape it, record it. It's hard labor.
And you're saying Auto Content changes the state of matter.
Precisely. It turns that solid information into what I'd call liquid knowledge.
Liquid knowledge. I like that.
The idea is that the API takes that raw text, that frozen block of info, and just melts it down. And once it's liquid, you can instantly pour it into any mold you want.
So if you want a podcast, you pour it into the audio mold. A video. The video mold.
A quiz, the text mold, exactly. The friction of format just vanishes. You stop worrying about how to make the video and you just focus on the information itself.
It's a shift from manual creation to automated transformation.
That's the promise.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. We've seen consumer tools like Google's Notebook LM. They're great. You can drop in a PDF, get a summary. Why do we need a special API for this?
That's a great question. And it really comes down to the difference between a tool you play with and infrastructure you can build on.
Okay.
Notebook LM is fantastic for one person at their desk summarizing one document, but you can't build a business workflow on it. You have to click the buttons yourself.
It doesn't scale.
Exactly. Auto Content is designed to be headless.
All right. Break down headless for the non-engineers listening.
It just means it has no front end, no interface a human needs to look at. It's designed to speak code to code. You send it a request, a little packet of data, and it just sends you back the finished asset.
So it can run completely in the background.
Completely invisible to the end user.
So in theory, you could build a system where nobody ever actually makes the training right. content. It just happens.
That's the goal. Let's make this real. Forget the features for a second, and let's imagine a new hire. Let's call her Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. Starting a new job.
Right. It's Sarah's first week. Normally, what does that look like in a traditional LMS?
A lot of reading. She logs in. There's a list of 20 PDFs she has to get through.
Her eyes glaze over. She skims them, signs the form.
And she retains maybe 5% of it.
Now, let's apply this integrated auto content and absorb workflow to Sarah's first week.
Let's do it. Transform her week.
Okay. So, maybe on her commute to the office Monday morning, she gets a notification from the Absorb mobile app. But it's not a link to a PDF. It's a podcast episode.
Produced by the auto content audio endpoint.
Correct. So she puts her earbuds in and she listens to a 10-minute conversational deep dive, a bit like this one, about the company's history and its culture. It was generated from a dry document, but now it's engaging.
So she's using that dead time during her commute to learn the source material called that mental availability.
Exactly. Then she gets to her desk. She has to learn the IT security rules, yeah. Two-factor authentication, all that dry stuff.
The stuff nobody ever reads.
Right. Instead of a document, the system gives her a series of 60-second vertical videos. Think TikToks for work.
That would be the video create shorts endpoint.
Yes. She watches a little AI avatar explain exactly how to set up her password manager. It's quick. It's visual. She's done in 3 minutes.
Okay, but hold on. I have to interrupt. This sounds expensive. If I'm a CFO listening, I'm just hearing podcast production and video production for every single little policy. I'm just seeing dollar signs.
And you'd be right if you were doing it manually. The source material actually breaks this down to produce one 60-second explainer video with a human team. You're looking at $50 to $300 minimum.
That's being generous, plus all the time to coordinate it.
Right. With the auto content API, the cost is roughly 400 credits,
yeah.
Which works out to about €4.
€4.
€4 versus $300. That's a cost arbitrage that just changes the entire logic of what you can produce.
Suddenly, it is economically viable to make a video for the IT password policy.
Right. So Sarah gets her podcast, she gets her short videos, but did she actually learn anything?
Good question.
That's the last piece. The API also generates a quiz from that same source text. It feeds it into Absorb's assessment engine. Sarah takes a quick quiz, she passes, she gets her badge. The entire loop engage, explain, verify, is automated.
Okay, so Sarah is happy. She's not bored to death on her first week. But let's zoom out. Let's say Sarah has a colleague in the Tokyo office. Let's call him Kenji.
Now we're hitting the global scale problem. Absorb is used globally.
And usually, that cool podcast you made for Sarah in New York, Kenji in Tokyo is out of luck. Or he gets a really bad subtitle file.
Or the company has to hire a Japanese localization agency, pay them thousands, wait 2 weeks.
Which means in reality, he just doesn't get it.
Precisely. Content scarcity. But auto content supports over 50 languages. So in this integrated workflow, when that English source document gets uploaded for Sarah,
the API can trigger a translation and synthesis workflow at the same time.
Yes. So Kenji logs into his localized version of Absorb, and he sees the same high-quality content in native Japanese at the exact same time Sarah sees hers.
You've just synchronized your global workforce without multiplying your headcount.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty wild.
It is.
I want to go back to that headless thing for a second, because I think a lot of people hear API integration and their eyes just glaze over. Why does that architecture actually matter for the L&D leaders listening?
It matters because of two words, latency and scale. The magic word here is asynchronous.
Okay, explain asynchronous in this context.
So you've probably used a tool where you click generate video and then you have to sit and watch a spinning wheel for 10 minutes while it renders.
The spinning wheel of death, I know it well.
That is synchronous. You're stuck waiting. You can't build a business on that. Connections break. Auto content uses something called webhooks.
Which are like a digital tap on the shoulder.
That is a perfect way to put it. You send the order, here's the text, make me a video. Then you hang up the phone, the system goes off, does the heavy lifting. When it's done, it hooks back. It pings your system and says, hey, your delivery is ready, here's the file.
So your system isn't tied up waiting. You could fire off 10,000 requests at once if you wanted to.
Boom. You can dump an entire library of 5,000 PDFs into the system on a Friday night, and by Monday morning, the webhooks have delivered 5,000 videos and podcasts right into Absorb. That's infrastructure.
That's the difference between a toy and a tool.
Exactly.
Okay, that scale is impressive. But I have to bring up the skepticism I promised earlier. If we make it this easy to create content, aren't we just creating a new problem? Content saturation 2.0?
You mean we're just drowning Sarah in videos now instead of PDFs?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just because it's a video doesn't mean it's useful. If I get 50 new podcasts on Monday morning, I'm just going to ignore them all.
It's a very valid risk. Volume does not equal value. But I would argue that this kind of tech actually allows for better curation, not just more volume.
How so?
Because you aren't spending all your time and budget just making the assets anymore. You can spend your time targeting them. And there's one specific feature in auto content that I think really addresses this relevance problem. It's the deep research endpoint.
Oh, yeah, this looks really interesting. This isn't just about rewriting text you already have, is it?
No. And this is where Absorb's goal of upskilling gets a huge boost. The biggest challenge with upskilling is that the world moves way faster than your curriculum does.
Right. If I want to teach a course on the impact of AI on supply chains, by the time I actually film it, the tech has already changed.
It's stale on arrival. The deep research endpoint is it's agentic. It connects to the live web. It can browse reputable sources like the Financial Times or SEC filings.
So it's going out and acting like a research analyst on its own.
Yes. You can give it a query, like, what are the top three trends in supply chain logistics this week? It goes out, reads the latest articles, synthesizes them, cites its sources, and then it builds the content from that.
So you could have a weekly market update course in Absorb that literally runs itself.
That's the dream workflow. Monday, 8 a.m., the API wakes up. It researches your industry's news, writes a five-minute briefing, generates the podcast, and pushes it to Absorb. By 9 a.m., your sales team has a fresh briefing on their phone.
And no human had to wake up at 4 a.m. to write it.
And because it's based on live data, it's high value. It solves the saturation problem because it's actually relevant to what's happening right now.
But, and here's the friction. What if it hallucinates? What if it pulls from a bad source?
That is the crucial role of the human in the loop. And this is where the job description for the L&D professional really shifts. You're not the creator anymore.
You're not typing the script.
You're the curator. You're the editor-in-chief. You design the machine. You don't turn the crank. You make sure the research is pointed at the right websites. You spot-check the output. You're operating at a strategic level.
That honestly sounds like a much more interesting job.
It's definitely a higher leverage job.
So let's talk about the bottom line here. Absorb Site claims a 490% ROI achieved on enterprise learning. That's a huge number.
It is. And that usually comes from things like better employee retention, faster onboarding.
So how does a tool like AutoContent supercharge that ROI?
It unlocks the long tail.
A long tail. Explain that in L&D terms.
Okay, so every company has head topics and tail topics. The head is the big stuff everyone needs. Onboarding, compliance, training. You have big budgets for those.
The blockbusters.
Right. But the tail is all the niche stuff. How to repair this one specific valve, the compliance rule for the Idaho office.
And those topics usually get zero budget. They get a Word doc if they're lucky.
Exactly. Or it's just tribal knowledge. You have to go ask Bob. But when Bob retires, that knowledge is gone.
But if the cost to produce a video drops to €4.
Suddenly the long tail is viable. You can afford to make a high quality video course for an audience of 5 people. You can capture Bob's knowledge before he leaves.
That's sort of a democratization of quality then. Yeah. The person working on the obscure machine part deserves the same quality of training as the VP of sales.
It flattens the hierarchy of information. Exactly. Yeah.
So to bring this all together, we have Absorb LMS, providing the university campus, the classrooms, the tracking, and we have AutoContent API, acting as an infinite printing press and broadcast studio, all rolled into one.
It's the infrastructure for content abundance.
It really feels like we're moving away from a world where learning is an event, like a seminar you have to go to.
Right.
And toward a world where learning is just ambient. It's always there in whatever format you want, updated in real time.
That's the liquid knowledge concept again. It just flows where it's needed.
I do want to leave our listeners with that thought about the curator role, though. Because if I'm an instructional designer listening to this, I might be feeling a mix of excitement and, frankly, terror.
It's natural. Tools like this always feel like they're coming for your job.
But you see it as an elevation of the role.
I really do. Think about it. If you spend 80% of your week just wrestling with video editing software or formatting PowerPoints, is that the best use of your brain?
Probably not.
If you can offload that drudgery to the API, you can spend your time asking the big questions. Is this the right thing to teach? How do we map this to our business goals?
You become a
You
strategist.
become the architect of the learning ecosystem, not just the bricklayer.
And in a world where the skills gap is widening every single day, we definitely need more architects.
We certainly do.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at what happens when you combine heavy industrial infrastructure with generative AI. It sounds like the future of corporate learning is going to be faster, cheaper, and hopefully a lot less boring for Sarah.
Let's hope so.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.